U.S. Labor Secretary has dismissed calls to resign over his relationship with disgraced billionaire and multiple child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Alexander Acosta, who worked on Epstein's case when he was prosecutor back in 2008, defended his actions at the time. Acosta argues that his office acted appropriately in a secret plea deal offered to Epstein. Democrats are calling on Acosta to step down. They say the plea deal paved the way for Epstein to commit more crimes, as he only served 13 months in jail with leave during the day. Epstein has recently been charged with sex trafficking and underage girls. U.S. Justice Department is reviewing how Acosta's office handled Epstein's case back in 2008. Joining us out of Washington, D.C. for more on this story is our own Press TV's Colin Campbell. Hello, Colin. What can you tell us with respect to this case, Colin?
Well, this is something that, of course, a lot of Americans are talking about now, because Epstein was a very big Democratic donor, but he was also friends with a lot of the financially elites in the U.S. Of course, this guy has been connected to our current president. He's been connected to President Clinton, but he's also been pictured with former President Barack Obama. Now, as far as any type of financial transactions between former President Obama and Epstein, that has not been proven at all. Maybe it was just a picture. But as far as connections, as far as hobnobbing and fraternizing or collaborating with the current president, we have heard the president make quotations about this guy, saying that he seemed to enjoy the company of women, some on the younger side. The current president called him a terrific guy. And so right now, the president looks like he is looking into his cabinet to find out whether or not how bad the blowback will be from Epstein and his secretary, whether or not he should step down. It is widely believed that many people think that he will step down over time. It just depends on how loud the drumbeat goes. For now, the Trump administration is on the defensive, as it often is, and the president himself likes to consider himself a strong counterpuncher. So he wanted the secretary to get out there and fight, to defend his name, to defend his integrity, and to restore some type of normalcy or balance to the administration, as it is seemingly off kilter with these recent allegations of impropriety and malfeasance.
And it's funny because William Barr, the current AG, has to recuse himself, Colin, because he was part of the firm that actually represented Epstein at the time.
That's right. He would have to recuse himself. And of course, we saw what happened when the last attorney general recused himself from allegations of crime, and how he did not defend the Trump administration. We saw how the president responded to that, almost ridiculing him on a monthly basis. Well, now Barr has a closer relationship with the president than former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, someone who has defended the president over myriad subpoenas issued by the House Judiciary Committee and other House Democrats in correspondence to how Trump's finances are concerned, his tax returns, his any type of collaboration with Russians, any members of his cabinet that the House Democrats wanted to come forward in hearings. They have been resistant to all of that, and Barr has been a strong bulwark propping up the president's resistance. So again, very close relationship here. It'll be interesting to see how the president reacts if Barr does officially recuse himself from this situation.
And Colin, I really have to get your take on this quote from Acosta. He said, referring to the lenient sentence that a lot of people feel Epstein got as a result of this child sex trafficking case, he says, "We live in a different world. Today we live in a different world. Today's world does not allow some of the victim shaming that would have taken place at a trial 12 years ago. It brings into question Brett Kavanaugh, the lady that accused him, the kind of victim shaming she got, all the women that have accused Donald Trump. I mean, he's talking about victim shaming at a time where we're seeing it probably at its peak."
What also I find interesting is the lack of conversation about race and class, or race and financial power. And yes, of course, there would be less victim shaming now than before. But at the same time, what's underlying all of this is the fact that a white man with lots of money has been protected over the years from numerous myriad allegations. We can look at Epstein as an example. We could look at Harvey Weinstein, a famous Hollywood producer here in the U.S. as an example. We could look at our current president as an example. And I think that's a larger part of the conversation. Of course, I'm a guy, so I think maybe that's part of the bigger issue. Of course, many women would say that the victim shaming is at the crux of the issue. But I do believe that if you look at some of these cases when it corresponds to rape allegations, you will find a white man at the center of it with a good financial background as someone who has been let off the hook, as opposed to other members of the community and other members of society who have not been so, who have not faced that same judicial deference.
And that in a state, Colin, I'm glad you alluded to that, Florida, which is really tough on crime, it has a death penalty next to Texas. I mean, it carries out tons of executions. So, you know, a state that's really tough on, you know, putting people in prison for long and lengthy terms, multiple child sex offender getting basically work release, not even doing, you know, a night in jail. This 13-month, you know, he was out every day going to work and coming back.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm trying to say. I mean, and why was that? Is it because he was really that innocent or that the allegations were not concerning? I don't think that anyone would agree to that. I think that what, again, is at the heart of this is a person, a Caucasian man from good financial means, who was able to hire good attorneys to defend him, and someone who was highly influential in the with myriad politicos, not just Democrats, but also Republicans. And many people thought of him as someone who could further their own careers. And in that way, many people would say he was protected.
Interesting. Thanks for joining us there and for your update there, Washington, D.C. Our own Press TV's Colin Campbell.